بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I don't know how many of you have heard about or heard this term, death cafe. It sounds pretty morbid, like somebody is going to a cafe to get killed or beat or kill somebody. But it's my new learning for today, which is thanks to my very dear brother and Nabi Hussain Abdullah Sayyid, who introduced me to this term, death cafe. And evidently, this is people gather in some location. Usually it's a library or something, and talk about death. And in because in this culture, in the Western culture, death is a very uncomfortable subject to talk about. People don't like to talk about death, and there is obviously a lot of confusion about what will happen, and it's all kinds of wild theories abound. So to talk about death itself is a very difficult and a very touchy subject. So, but there is the need. So people gather and in these places to talk about death. Sounds very interesting. So I'm planning to find out where the local one is happening, if there is one happening in my town, and then try and see if I can go and use that as a place of dawah, because it would be something quite incredible, an opportunity. So inshallah, request you for your du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should help us to do something which is pleasing to him and open the eyes of people to the reality of death. I'm looking at this tree, and I don't know if you can see those ducks there. Let me see if I can get closer to them and show you the ducks as well. There you can get a closer. Well, there you go. And there's others. Ducks, three of them. So the question of the death cafe and the question of death itself and comfort or not with it. So the coincidentally, it so happened also that another very good friend of mine, who's a priest, and he comes to our Jummah. Yeah, he comes every Friday, listens to the khutbah. He brings a sujjada, he brings a musalla, janimaz with him, and he stands in the saf and he goes through the motions of the salah. He hasn't yet come to Islam. I mean, presented Islam to him many, many times. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide him, because وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَدِيَ لَهُ. There's the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, nobody can lead him astray, and the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves, nobody can guide him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at people's hearts, and he looks at people's true intentions, which only he knows, and not at what is apparent, but what is in the hearts, what is hidden from us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sincerity, so that we are granted the hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lead our lives in ways which are beneficial for us and which will lead to Jannah, inshallah. So this friend of mine, this priest friend, he sent me a note on the ongoing genocide in Palestine. And oh, look at that. There is a whole duck festival that is happening here. So he sent me this whole thing on Palestine and what's happening in there and so on and so forth. So I said to him that whereas obviously it is extremely distressing and terrible to see what is going on, but from the perspective of us as Muslims, it is not something that we find to be catastrophic or something that will or can or is likely to break our spirit. I said that will never happen because as far as we are concerned, death is number one inevitable, and secondly, if that death happens in a good cause, with faith, with iman, then this is a death which is very welcome. It is the best form of death, it is the best way to die as a martyr, as a shaheed, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I said to him that as far as we are concerned as Muslims, we don't see this as a catastrophe. We obviously, that doesn't mean what's happening is a good thing. Of course it's not. We want it to stop. We wish it had never happened. But the fact that it is happening is not something that will or can affect us in the negative way that those doing it want it to affect us. And that's the whole purpose of, you know, especially concentrating on children in their genocide, is to try to break the spirit of the Palestinian people. But that's not happening, much to their surprise. And I said to him that no Muslim is surprised, believe me. It's not so easy to break the spirit of the Muslims, alhamdulillah. And today the people of Palestine, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them khair after khair and blessing after blessing and victory after victory. They have redefined victory, they have redefined what is benefit, they have redefined what is khair, they have redefined the standards of bravery and the standards of fortitude and the standards of sabr and istiqamat, the standards of steadfastness. They have redefined it. I mean, the world is seeing a face of the Muslim that, subhanAllah, the world has not seen in living memory. So I said to them, this is, as far as we are concerned, it's not something which is catastrophic in that sense. So what we need to look at is that, therefore, what is it that we are looking at as far as death is concerned? What is death? Death in Islam, and there's a whole series of lectures of mine called Death and Hereafter. There's a book also on that. So please, those of you who are interested, look up the lectures. But in brief, death is the meaning or the name given to the door that opens into another life. Death is the name for transition. In Urdu, we have a beautiful term to describe death. We call it intiqal. Intiqal, muntaqil huna. To move from this place to that place. This is death. And therefore, it is not loss, it is not annihilation, it is not ceasing to exist. You know, it's none of those things. And for the one who dies, if he or she dies on Iman, Husnul Khatima, Khairul Khatima, if somebody dies with Iman, with faith, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of this, may Allah grant all of us Husnul Khatima, Khairul Khatima, the best of endings, then it's a victory. It is the best possible thing that could have happened. Because the person then is ready to receive the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for which they worked all their lives. Those are wild hydrangeas. See how big they get. So, for somebody who is who dies like that, and we, as I said, we all pray for this. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this to grant us death with Iman and bil khair. We say Alhamdulillah. Now obviously if somebody dies, passes away, we those who are left behind, their families and so on, it is bereavement, it is sad, it is something that you wish that person had remained with you longer, and all the rest of it. But the fact remains that for the individual himself or herself who died with Iman, there is nothing better. There is nothing better. Because now they lived with Iman, they lived in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted them to live, so now is the time for them to reap the rewards of their deeds. So this is the day that they have been waiting for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the beautiful ayat, which I always recite, and I make dua and say, Allah, you showed me these ayat, you taught me how to recite them, you made me recite them. Now make them true for me. And I make the same dua for all of you. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said that those who said that Allah is our Rabb, and they were steadfast on it. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They were steadfast on it. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ. For them there is no fear, and for them there is no huzn, there is no sadness. Not having fear, not having sadness is the meaning of Jannah. This is the quality of the people of Jannah. No huzn and no khawf, no fear, no sadness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for these people who said, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اتَّقَامُوا, who said, Allah is my Rabb, and they were steadfast on it. So now remember, it's a conditional statement. It's not just a matter of saying. Allah says, who said that and who remained steadfast, meaning who said it and who implemented it. If I say Allah is my Rabb, it means I am a slave of Allah, then I must behave like a slave of Allah. I must not behave like I am the king. I am a slave of Allah, meaning I obey Allah. I don't disobey Allah. I don't obey anyone other than Allah. I do not do something which Allah told me not to do. And I don't leave something which Allah told me to do. Right? Or it means all of this. So, it is a statement of, not just a statement, an intellectual statement, it's a statement of intent and a statement of action. So, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And they were steadfast on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then at the time when they are ready to meet their Rabb, the time of their death, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. the angels will be sent down. They will descend on them. Satanazzaru alayhim malaika. And they will come on them, and what will they say? They will say, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. He'll say, don't have any fear. Don't be afraid. And don't be sad. Tatanazzalu alayhum malaika. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. We come to you with the glad tidings, with the good news of Jannah, with the bashara of Jannah. Abshiru bil Jannah. Allati kuntum tu'adun. Jannah which you look forward to, which you wanted, Allah is giving you this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending you this good news, and we come with this good news. On a side note, this green thing which looks like a field is actually water, which is completely covered with algae. This is in Forest Park. I have no idea why they don't do anything about it, because it's very bad for the water, for the fish and so on, but that's how it is. So it looks very pretty in the picture, but it's not a good sign. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He sends these angels, and these angels then give this bashara. Good news of Jannah is given to the person before they have died, whilst in their last moments of their lives, when they're still alive, this is being told to them. And then the angels say, Nahnu awliya akum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. He said, we are and were your friends and your awliya and your supporters and your protectors and your helpers and your guides in the life of this world, and we will continue with that in the akhirah, in the life that you're going forward to. Right? We will continue with that in the life going forward. And then they say, in that life, you will have everything that you wished for and everything that you desired. And Nuzulam min Ghafur Rahim, and they said that this good news is a precursor of all the reward and all the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you and bless you with, which is being promised right here. So nuzul is like a welcome drink that you give to somebody who you have been waiting for a long time, and they have come and become tired after a long journey, and you have all kinds of wonderful plans for them, but obviously you don't start with those plans, so you first give them some, you know, cold drink or cold water or something, which is the precursor of all the goodness that is to come. And this is the meaning of nuzul. So they say nuzul min Ghafur Rahim. This is the nuzul. This is the welcome from the one who is the most forgiving and the most merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, for all of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Husnul Khatima, for the best ending. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance to Him in our lives, so that we live our lives according to the blessed Sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we die with Iman and on Iman, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem fa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. والحمد لله رب العالمين.